Hey guys, Steve Booth, and I'm back again. And in today's episode, I'm going to help you face your fears. I'm going to help you stand up and face these fears head on and finally overcome them instead of letting them rule your life and immobilize you from taking action and achieving your goals and your desires. This is going to be a big episode. I've been excited for this one because look, even if you're not quite aware of it, you may have certain little bit of fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of not being good enough, maybe fear of success, fear of looking stupid, all this sort of stuff. These fears are holding you back, right? They're holding you back from 100% being truly you and really flying that banner of what it means to be you. And it's stopping you from aggressively going out and relentlessly going after your goals. It's really holding you back. And until we first realize that and then understand which are the main fears that are really stopping you, then we're just going to constantly be ruled by these certain fears. And look, I'll be honest, there was a stage in my life where I let fear take hold of me big time. I had this big fear of looking stupid and being wrong and just looking like an idiot, right? And for me, that's really the foundation as to why I do a lot of stuff on social media now, why I do a lot of podcasts, live videos. I mean, that's nerve-wracking stuff for someone who has a fear of looking stupid, a fear of judgment, right? Like, you put yourself out there, you're going to be judged, right? These podcasts, my videos and everything, yeah, I get a lot of love for it and a lot of recognition, a lot of significance from it, but I also get a lot of hate too, right? You're always going to have haters. And those haters now, I don't have any fear of the haters. I know it's going to happen. I know people are going to judge me. I know people are going to look at my videos and think, fuck this guy. Or watch my podcast and think, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Blah, blah, blah. Right? There's always going to be that. And I've minimized my fear of that so much so that I podcast all the time and I do all this stuff anyway. I do all this anyway. And so I'd like to think that over the last few years, I've really just crushed some of my fears that I had. And look, I'll be honest with you, they're never going to fully go away, but you can increase your confidence, your certainty, and your courage to persevere and overcome the fears that you have in your life. So I'm going to help you with that today. It's going to be an awesome podcast. So wherever you're listening right now, if you're just sitting back, just make sure you relax. And we'll go through it today. Get real with it. Get real and raw and really let yourself think as we go through this podcast. I just came back from the gym again. I did chest and shoulders in today's session. It was a good session. And as part of this little mini series that I'm doing of podcasts over the last few episodes, this is really the fifth step out of the six steps of true personal development. The fifth step is really facing your fears. After last episode of understanding, you know, what it is that you want to do with your life, what your future is going to look like, the episode before that, we went through tools to overcome the challenges that you have. The episode prior to that, we went through understanding the challenges that you have. And before that, we went through self-awareness and how to really discover who you are and what you want to get out of life. So at this stage, we've got a really good picture of where you want to go. We got a really good picture of the challenges that you have and why they're there, and the certain tools now you have in your tool belt to overcome these challenges and help equip you on your journey to becoming the best version of yourself and going after the future that you so badly desire. Now, that's why we have to go through facing your fears here, because you can be well equipped with all the tools, all the resources to go out and transform your life and get great results with a body transformation, with starting a business, with really creating a strong relationship, with whatever you want to do with your life, whatever goal you have. But the only thing that's going to limit you is obviously the challenges we went through, and I went through all the tools to help you, but it's the fears that can be holding you back, right? And for a lot of people, this fear can be completely immobilizing. So I want you to think about a time right now where you really wanted to do something, or something right now even, something that you really want to do, but you're scared to do it. You're not scared. That might not be the best word for you, but you're just like, oh, I wouldn't do that because that's not me. Or you're a bit hesitant to do it. What's something that you're hesitant to do that you know if you did, you'd be that much closer towards your transformational journey and that much closer towards your goals. What's a fear or something that's kind of making you uncomfortable that you're not doing right now that you know you should? What's a fear that you have? For some people, for a lot of people, it's the fear of failure, right? They don't want to fail. They don't want to have to do it and put in all this effort and just to fail. Like, fuck that, right? They don't want that. For some people, they don't want to be shit. They only want to be good at stuff. And so they'll limit themselves and they won't try new things. And they won't allow themselves to fail. They won't allow themselves to look silly because they want to make sure that they're good enough, right? Or fear of judgment, fear of looking silly, fear of success, fear of pain, right? Fear of uncertainty. That's a big one for a lot of people. It's something I had to manage too, right? Because when you start a business like I have, it is no certainty. You don't have the certainty of having a paycheck every week. So for a lot of people, the fear of uncertainty is huge. It's like, well, I don't know. I have no control. They've lost all control for the future. And most people fear losing that control because it's a big human need, right? What else is holding you back? I want you to really think about it right now. Maybe even list it down. You could list your top five things that you're fearful of. Or we can just focus on one. And I'd suggest just focus on one that's really just stopping you from going after your goals. If I connect with you now and let you know what mine was, it was the fear of looking like an idiot, right? I didn't want to be judged. It was the fear of judgment. That was really the biggest fear that I had. And so now that we know what that fear is, we need to understand that fear is completely irrational. Right, it's a fear that you've created. It's a fear you have created, right? And to tackle each fear, there's a certain different way depending on the fear, the fears that you have, and the things, the way that you think. And so this is going to be kind of general advice, but the number one thing that you can do is to take small steps. Take small steps of courage. You have to face your fear. You just have to do it. There's no way around it. You can tippy-toe around and around in circles and try all these other things, but you know if you want to beat this thing and you want to achieve the success that you want to do, you have to be a master at conquering your fears. You have to be. You've got to be the brave knight here. You've got to be the warrior. And that's why my body transformation program is called Man to Warrior, right? And it's not just about going from a man to a warrior physique, right? Around the, you know, creating the body of a warrior. That's just the external reflection of what's going on the inside. You're turning into a warrior, someone who has to stand up and fight to defend their everything they've created and crusade. Like that's the essence of what it means to be courageous, right? You don't want to be a coward, right? Based in fear and the possibility of pain, the possibility of, you know, all these possibilities. And that's where fear comes from. It's not real. It's false. Right? Fear is your own negative thoughts around what could happen if it happens. And a lot of the times it might happen. You might be right. Congratulations. But we need to not let it limit us, or you're just always going to play small. And if you want to play bigger like I did, you're going to have to man up and you're going to have to face your fears. And there's a way to doing that, and I'm going to help you with that now. It's as easy as making the smallest step possible that's slightly closer and building your confidence and your certainty by doing these small acts regularly, right? Small acts. So what right now, like, you know, what you understand what's holding you back, what fear is holding you back right now. Now, what are some small, really small, but courageous acts that you could do on a weekly basis? Small, but courageous acts, right? I remember there was a guy that came to me. I won't mention his name, but he came to me and he was an awesome guy. He's an awesome guy, but he really struggled with going to the gym because he was so fearful of judgment. He didn't want to go into the gym, and like he's a small guy. He wasn't big and muscular or anything like that. And he was so fearful of going into the gym where there was all these big meatheads and muscular dudes. And he just didn't want to look like an idiot. He didn't want to look like a fool. He didn't want to be in that environment so badly. He would go to the gym. He would drive to the gym in his car and he'd sit in the car and he'd be able to see the gym, right? And he'd see the gym windows, and it was nighttime, so he could see inside and see all these big muscular guys standing inside pumping weights. And he'd just get so intimidated, so anxious about it. He would sit there and just think and just battle with himself this whole time, trying to muster the courage to go inside. And he'd sit there for 45 minutes, turn his car back on and leave. Wouldn't even go into the gym. And that's tough. That's tough, right? And thankfully, like, it didn't take long with me helping him, and now he's at a stage where he loves the gym so much. It's now his sanctuary. It's his second home. He's crushing it. He's stacked on muscle. He's feeling confident again. He's feeling strong. But for him to go through that process in just a matter of months, from going from a stage where he's really insecure, struggles with anxiety, and to then come out of his shell finally after years of conditioning being that way, to then really be courageous and go ahead anyway, even though he was scared, it all started with small, small steps. And you've got to stack up these wins in this area, because as soon as you start getting positive reinforcement, or you start actually achieving in this area, and you think, oh, wow, okay, this is actually working, and you start to get positive reinforcement, you're going to start to realize pretty quick, you're going to start gaining confidence. Your courage will start to grow. Your willpower to overcome the fear will grow. And that's exactly what we want to do, right? To stop fear in its tracks, we need to stand up. We need to stand up, we need to fight, and we need to find small wins along the way, because every time we experience a win or feel that sense of achievement, having mastered yourself and having been used to courage, you feel stronger and more likely to do it again. More likely to do it again. It's like if you were ever bullied at school and you stand up to the bully. Well, that's the hardest thing to do, but if you do it, the bully a lot of the times is a little bit shocked, and maybe he'll go and pick on someone who doesn't stand up, because the bully just wants to feel powerful. He doesn't want to have to put in too much effort. He just picks the weakest link, right? So stand up, because 9 times out of 10, when you stand up, you will win. And you've got to manage the uncertainty, manage the fear, manage the judgment, learn to deflect. And you will get stronger. You will get more courageous as you go forwards. And that's why you see people with so much courage. Like, they seem that they're just fearless. Think about Conor McGregor, for example. Just seems like a fearless character. Do you think he was always that way? Nah. That he had to be conditioned to the fear. It's like if you want to be immune to a sickness, you get an injection, right? You go to the doctor, you get an injection. They give you a little dose of the sickness, so that way your body can get conditioned to the sickness and immune from getting sick. So that way you're now immune to whatever diseases are out there, right? And so if you want to be immune to fears, then you have to give yourself a little dose of fear here and there. Start to slowly submerse yourself. It's the same thing like with my puppy that I have, my puppy Ava. She's 6.5 months now. She's a little blue staffy. She's amazing. And she's so fearful of everything, right? Every new thing, new object, she's so fearful of. She's running around in the backyard. She's running through the house, so courageous through the house because she's comfortable with the house. But then when I bought her a new kennel for outside, I bought her a nice new kennel. I built it. I put it together. She was shit scared of that kennel. She would not go inside that big, scary kennel that I built for her, right? But, so what did I do? Like, you know, I'm not just going to throw her in the deep end there. I'm not going to just throw her in the kennel because it'll scar her, right? It'll be a lot harder to build that courage again. So what did I do? I put it right next to her bed, so she had to stay near that kennel a lot. Then I made it a nice, fun place to be. So I was playing with her near the kennel. I'd put her stuff in the kennel, a small steps. Then I'd start putting treats in the kennel. So she'd go in, and slowly but surely, she's liking the kennel more. She's building her courage around it, right? And so it's the same thing, right? When we want to train ourselves, it's the same way. Try not to think yourself as so different or so far-fetched, because honestly, there's someone out there that's had it a lot worse than you and has overcome it. There's someone out there in a way worse situation than you. We've got to be super grateful for who we are and where we're at. Let's be honest. If you're listening to this podcast, you've got a lot to be grateful for. So make sure that you use the tools that I went through in a couple episodes ago. I went through the tools to overcome challenges. That'll help you here because fear is another big challenge. And then what are three different acts or three different things that you can do that are going to, on a weekly basis, that are going to build your courage to slowly overcoming this fear? What are those little injections, the little shots that you can give yourself to make you immune to the fear? That's going to be a really big thing for you. For if you're wondering what helped the guy that I coached build his courage to not be fearful of judgment around going into the gym, it was home workouts. Right? It was home workouts. You did workouts at home. Then there was specific times where you could go to the gym when no one was around. So he went to really quiet times in the gym. And so he's in the gym and when no one's around. And then he's getting used to that environment, feeling confident, seeing results. And time, you know, doing this over time, months and months, a few more people in the gym, starts getting compliments. Next minute, he's in there with all the buff dudes and he feels confident and strong. Right, he slowly built that courage. So what are some action steps that you can do where you can slowly start incorporating this into your life? Start to do it. For me, with the fear of judgment, it was starting to put myself out there more. I was never going to succeed. I was never going to go to the next level with my business, with anything, with my impact, with my growth, helping more people if I wasn't podcasting, if I wasn't Facebook living. So what did I do? I set myself a challenge. I said, well, I'm going to do Facebook live videos every, what was it? I think it was like 4 or 5 times a week. I was going to do a Facebook live video. And I was like, wow, okay, that's a big way to step up my courage. Like, I'm the sort of guy that kind of likes to go a little bit all in. I don't, you know, jump in the deep end entirely and, you know, go and speak on a stage in front of 20,000 people. But you know, this is my way of doing it. These are my ways of slowly growing. And now I've got so much confidence. I don't care what people think. If people think negatively to me, well, fuck, it's their problem. It's just a reflection of them, right? Like it's been a complete switch. And that fear, although still can be there, like I'd still be fear of judgment if I, you know, knew that I was speaking in front of 20,000 people tomorrow. I'd be like, oh shit, I hope they like me. But it's nowhere near as immobilizing as it was stopping me from achieving my goals and my dreams before. So I hope this podcast has inspired you to start tackling your fears. I hope it's equipped you with some skills and some tools to do so. And if it has, let me know. I would love to know how this has helped. I'd love to know how you go as well. I'd love to know how you go. So as usual, guys, you can always reach out to me on Facebook. Just search Steve Booth. Or on Instagram, you can search Steve Booth. My handle on Instagram is Alpha Booth. And send me a message. Let me know how you go with overcoming these fears or if you'd like any specific advice for you as well. So guys, that's really everything I wanted to go through in today's podcast. In tomorrow's podcast, as the final sort of chapter in this life transformation sort of series that I'm putting together here, I'm going to go through how to really bring it all together and master your life, right? We've been through a lot so far, and I'm going to help you understand how to practically implement this into your life, how to create the ideal environment at home, the ideal environment at work, and the ideal environment with the people that you spend time with that's going to allow you to really succeed, right? To allow you to succeed. So this week you'll set up some foundations for accountability to help you really stay consistent and how to form winning routines to really solidify your new enhanced state of mind. So it's going to be a big one. Good luck with the homework I sent you today, and I look forward to speaking with you guys tomorrow.